The longest-serving Republican in the U.S. Senate is facing some serious charges today.
Earlier today, a federal grand jury here in the District of Columbia returned an indictment charging United States Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska with 7 felony counts of making false statements.
That is Matthew Friedrich. He's acting assistant attorney general, speaking to reporters just a short while ago in Washington. He outlined the indictment against Ted Stevens, which accuses the senator of receiving more than $250,000 worth of goods and services from an Alaska-based oil services company called Vico. NPR's Martin Costi is covering the story. Martin, first, tell us more about what is in the indictment.
Well, this seems to be an indictment that concerns itself with false statements. The Justice Department is accusing Senator Stevens of basically hiding the fact that he was allegedly receiving goods and services from the people connected to this Vico company, this oil services company. The real highlight in the case against him is what happened on his house. He has this home south of Anchorage in a little town called Girdwood, and last summer, all of a sudden, all these federal agents were taking pictures there. They basically raided the place, taking pictures of the remodeling job. And the thought here, and it now looks like that's what the Justice Department is thinking, is that much of that remodeling was done as a favor to Senator Stevens by people connected to Vico. The estimate here is that the value of that remodeling job was $250,000 or more. They're also talking about new cars that he basically, especially a Land Rover. There was a deal they charged in which he exchanged an older car for a new Land Rover and basically got a much better deal than the folks connected to the oil company. So the case here is basically that he did not disclose these benefits, these earnings, so to speak, on his financial disclosure form that's part of the ethics process for any member of Congress.
So is this a bribery case?
It's not a bribery case, which is interesting here. They make a they really tread a fine line here. They talk in the indictment about how while he was receiving these benefits, that Senator Stevens, here I'm quoting the indictment, received and accepted solicitations for multiple official actions from the executives at this oil company because they knew that Stevens could and did use his official position. Now, that sounds like a quid pro quo, but the Justice Department is saying very clearly it's not a quid pro quo. Most people watching this case have come to the conclusion that they simply could not make that case. They did not have the evidence for outright bribery.
Senator Stevens is the best-known figure in this case, but the history of this reaches back a couple of years. There have been many indictments, including the man who founded this Vico company, who pleaded guilty more than a year ago. It's quite a mess up there.
It is. I mean, it's the big paper in Alaska has even had a corruption in politics section on the website for a couple of years now because of all this. It all sort of came to light 2 years ago when federal officers raided the offices of several state legislators, and there it became clear that they were being investigated for these connections with this company, Vico. Since then, a number of them have already gone to prison. Others have pled guilty. Lobbyists have pled guilty, and the tendrils of this just keep expanding. And everybody has been watching Senator Stevens to see if he gets taken down by this, and now it does seem like they are making a case that he himself has connections to Vico.
Well, he is the big name and a very big name in Alaska.
He's huge. I mean, Ted Stevens is a founding father of Alaska, if you could think of it in sort of historical terms. He was working in D.C. in the Interior Department at the time that Alaska statehood was being put together. He's been serving in the Senate since 68. He's a friend to the native groups in Alaska. He's loved there by a lot of people who see him as a great benefactor who's brought a lot of federal money to the state. And so this is a real blow for a man who even has the airport in Anchorage named after him. So he's a big figure in Alaska.
NPR's Martin Costi on the indictment of Alaskan Senator Ted Stevens. Martin, thanks.
You're welcome.